you know, it's that's pro sports for you, and it's you know, it's unfortunate that that you know, that gets out into the media, and there's you know, one of those things that as a team and as a family, we want to keep everything in house. And if you know, there's always going to be times where coaches or players are, you know, upset, and that's totally acceptable and fine. And as a group, we just have to know that, you know, we can talk about those things privately and amongst each other.
You know, Luke, how much, because then you got the situation with Dedmon. So how much of it is, in your opinion, you handling that, or how much is it would you like to see the peers, the teammates, address it in-house so that it's like, look, and I mentioned this earlier, I had a similar thing when Tracy McGrady was a rookie, and then I did something when I was a rookie, but no one told me. So, but when it comes from a teammate, it's a little different. So how much is you, and how much would you like it to be the team?
Yeah, I mean, I think ideally, Doug, it's everybody.
Yeah.
You know, that's the culture that we're putting in place here. And you know, it does mean, I won't say it means more, but it hits a little differently when it comes from a teammate up here than it does from a coach. Now it's my job, and you know, I've talked to our guys. I'm very honest with our guys, and they've been great from day one about, look, I'm an open book. I'm going to tell you how I'm feeling, and we're going to, you know, we're going to be accountable for how we play and what we do and all these things. So, you know, our guys have been very receptive to that. And for the most part, you know, we've had a lot of great communication, and it's, you know, I can tell you one thing, you know, I know it's a big deal out there, and it's what a lot of people are talking about today, but in-house it's not. We had a good day of practice today. It's, you know, guys were, you know, still a little chippy because we lost the game, and that's how you should be after a loss.
Yep.
But there was no sourness today. There was no moping around today. There was guys coming in, getting work done, having a good long film session. We're down on bodies again, unfortunately. So, you know, we had to do most of our teaching through film today. Played some 3-on-3, got a ton of shots up, you know, and the energy in the building was good. It was guys working to get better and to work through it. And that's what, we pride ourselves on doing, and that's kind of where we're at as a group. So even though I get that it's a big topic out there right now, around here, it's, you know, we're moving on. We got Phoenix and Denver, very tough back-to-back coming up, and that's kind of where our focus and energy is at.
Luke, the rhythm of your team obviously has been disrupted due to guys coming and going, especially De'Aaron Fox and Marvin Bagley. And I can't even imagine how frustrating it is, because I think last night was only the third time all year where you had everyone healthy, and that lasted for about 2 minutes. And now you have to kind of take a step back. Is that the right term, to regroup now that you know De'Aaron and Marvin aren't going to play tomorrow, and we don't know how long they're going to be out? But I mean, how challenging is that?
It's not ideal, but it's, you know, it's where we're at, and that's kind of how, you know, we approach everything here. It's look, this is the reality of where we're at. That's part of my messaging to the group today. We look it in the eye, and we embrace that challenge. So we've been here before. You know, we play a different style of ball when we have De'Aaron pushing the pace and Marvin running the lane like he does. But it's still about, you know, it's even though the brand of basketball might be different, it's still about what's important to winning. And that's the details, following the game plan, responsibility for execution on offense, responsibility for execution on guarding your man and making the correct defensive rotation. So all of those things stay the same.
You know, Luke, when you got assists, first quarter 8, second quarter 2, third quarter 7, final quarter or the fourth quarter 1 assist. And I've been in the practice. I've heard what you said. I've watched how you move them around, the passing, the cutting, the moving. And then all of a sudden they get out there and it'll be, I don't, a hero ball or this stagnant? Do you – I know in the film sessions, and this is more not for me, it's more for the fans so they can hear. How do you address that? Like, guys, there's a correlation here. When the ball moves, we get open shots. We knock them down. We score more points. When we're stagnant, it doesn't.
Yeah. I mean it's repetition. It's making those points that you're talking about, Doug. It's trusting, trusting each other on the court, trusting that the right pass is going to lead to either a good shot or someone else making the right pass. And, that comes with experience, that comes with playing with certain players for extended periods of time. And I think it's natural, the natural habit of any athlete that's made. If you're an NBA player, you've made it to the elite of the elite.
Mm-hmm.
So you've dominated pretty much your whole life.
Right.
So when times get tough at the end, it's natural for you in a positive way to want to take over.
Absolutely.
And lead your team to victory. And there's some players in the league that have gotten to that level yet. You know, guys like James Harden, guys, Kobe Bryant, LeBron mm-hmm. James, we're a team still. We're building towards that. So we need to understand that our strength as a team is still in the team.
Right.
We're not built to go individually one on three and put our team on our back. We need to continue, even in the pressure situations, to trust each other, to trust the system, to trust what we're doing to create good shots for us. And then when we get good shots, then we just got to step up and knock them down. But that just comes, that comes with time and trust and work. And that's kind of where we're at and what we're trying to do right now.
We always hear, this is a make or miss league. And you have a lot of good shooters, and we go to practice, and we just see guys nail shot after shot after shot. And in the game during this streak, there have been an inordinate amount of open shots missed. Can we characterize this like a team slump, almost like with a baseball team, where guys just can't get any hits for a time being? How do you look at it?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a little bit to that. I think there's a little bit of, because we're missing shots, it's now when we miss a shot, instead of it just being a random miss shot, it's kind of like, oh, damn, not again. We're going to miss shot. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
A little bit of fake added pressure that we're putting on ourselves because of the actual, slump or whatever is causing it. I do think that Grant, like you said, you come in the gym, you watch these guys
right.
shoot, they don't miss the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, we got some guys that have absolute beautiful, pure strokes. So I think there's a little bit added on to the fact that it's kind of been carrying over to some, multiple games now. I do know that it's, we're gonna break out of the slump, and it's going to be a lot of fun to watch all these shots start to go in again. We gotta get there. It's kind of right at the start of the season. We had the third quarter slump, and it was like every time we address it, we're making it worse, and we're talking about it. And then eventually, I just said, "Stop. We're done. I'm not even gonna address third quarters at halftime anymore." Because the pressure comes. We make it up. It comes from within, and we start overthinking it, and. And it adds to the reality of making it more challenging. So, we're going to continue to work on what's a good shot, what's a bad shot, the system, good passes, on time, on target passing to make the shooters have easier shots. Like, those are things that we're going to work on. And with the shooters we have, eventually, those shots are just – they're going to start going in again.
A lot of minutes played last night, and now you have a back-to-back, so it's three games in four nights without De'Aaron Fox and Marvin Bagley. So you envision, obviously, that the rotation getting deeper. Would that mean Justin James is going to get some minutes and other players? I mean, how do you envision these next two games, again, being shorthanded and with the addition of all the extra minutes that were logged last night by your main guys?
Yeah, we, I'm going to go back and watch, you know, kind of watch those last couple games before we had Marvin and De'Aaron return last time and get familiar again with what the rotation was looking like. And then, yeah, we'll trust other people to help contribute. And, you know, it's why I'm constantly telling everyone at some point, stay ready, because you're going to get a chance. You're going to get an opportunity. And sometimes that your opportunity isn't as big as you want, but you're going to get it. And it's, you know, it's up to you to make the most of it. So guys that haven't been playing will get a, you know, we'll get a shot here coming up.
Luke, always great to have you on. We really appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks very much.
Appreciate you.